Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Taking it to the streets again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. A year ago, immigrants and their advocates took to the streets in some of the biggest marches since the days of the civil rights movement. Today, protesters will be out in force again. We asked Elisa Roth to take a look at how far the immigration movement has come in the past year.
Protesters plan to be on the streets in cities from New York to Los Angeles. When immigrants walked off their jobs a year ago, many expected that Congress would pass some immigration reform quickly. That didn't happen. The Migration Policy Institute's Muzaffar Chishti says last year's protest did make one thing clear.
It's no longer possible to say that the only strategy we can have in immigration today is to just have an enforcement-only strategy.
Many say this is the last chance to pass comprehensive immigration reform before election season begins, but it may already be too late.
There is also an increasing feeling that whatever the compromise that may emerge this year with the pressure that will be on to produce something may not be the most sensible policy.
In any case, Chishti says any successful reform will have to include a way to integrate immigrants along with any enforcement. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And on Wall Street on Monday, the Dow closed down 58 to 13,062. The Nasdaq closed down 32 to 2525, and the S&P closed down 12 to 1482. From tainted spinach to pet food, the people at the Food and Drug Administration must be awfully stressed out. Today, Congress takes a look at the challenges facing the FDA as we import more food than ever. From Washington, Jeremy Hobson reports.
The FDA can inspect food processing plants here, but it's more difficult when the plants are in other countries. That leaves the agency checking imports at the border, which it only does about 1% of the time. Some say the FDA's $2 billion budget is not enough.
FDA actually is employing fewer people and receiving significantly less real money.
Don Kennedy is a former FDA commissioner who will testify before Congress today. His call for more cash is echoed by Caroline Smith DeWall at the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
When it comes to food safety, the budget has actually been declining, and we're really seeing the price now.
Part of the price she's referring to, recent pet deaths, blamed on melamine. It appears to have made its way into pet food via China, even though it's illegal here. Democrats have proposed legislation in both the House and the Senate that would beef up the nation's food safety screening. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
People who need people.
What would you pay to hear this song performed live? Well, if you're planning on catching Barbra Streisand in Europe this summer, get ready to fork over as much as £500 for a ticket. With a lousy exchange rate, the math is easy. $1,000 a seat makes those Rolling Stones tickets I bought last year seem like a bargain.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. By Reuters, the world's news and information source, working to make a difference every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by The Economist magazine, which tells not only what's happening around the world each week, but why. The Economist, at newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com.
In Venezuela today, the government takes control of several key oil projects currently held by foreign companies. You can imagine that doesn't make those foreign companies very happy, since they spent billions of dollars to develop the oil fields. From the Americas desk at WLRN, Dan Gretsch says some Venezuelans aren't too happy either.
Attorney Carlos Vecchio works for one of the foreign oil firms that will cede control to the Venezuelan government. Once that happens, Vecchio's convinced his days at the company are numbered.
I will be fired. because the government will discriminate against me.
Vecchio, along with more than 3 million others, signed a petition against President Hugo Chavez in 2003. Their names now appear in a computer database called the Mysanta List. International observers say the Mysanta List has been used to purge the opposition from state companies.
There are thousands of cases about discrimination. This is a state policy that the government is using as a political tool to impose its revolution.
This would be a cruel twist of fate for Vecchio. For years, he's helped mount a fruitless legal challenge to the government's alleged blacklisting campaign. Several Venezuelan government officials declined Marketplace requests for an interview. Since the new year, President Chavez has expanded his control of the economy, nationalizing telecom, electricity, and oil. Reardon Rowett is with Johns Hopkins University.
Clearly, the Bolivarian Revolution, from Chavez's point of view, is a cleansing revolution, and therefore all of the institutions need to be cleansed and brought into line.
Rowett says a blacklist is particularly damaging in a country where 40% of people officially employed work for the government.
So at almost every turning point, there is the possibility that if your name is on that list, it will be used against you.
After a strike in 2002 at the state oil company PDVSA, the government fired 18,000 employees. Many of those who walked out were replaced with Chavez loyalists. This past November, Energy Minister Rafael Ramirez said that PDVSA is rojo rojito, meaning red, really red, red being the color of the Chavez revolution. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Hey, we love to get email, so why don't you send us one? Go to our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy the day. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.